Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to sing just a verse of a little song I just wrote a couple of weeks ago. And I'd like to sing it tonight for somebody that's going through something. I want to sing it for somebody that don't see your way right now. And maybe to try to encourage somebody whose faith is not as strong as it should be. I don't care what it is you're going through. I came to tell you tonight everything is going to be all right. If you're sick, hold on. If you're in trouble, hold on. As soon as it gets through raining, everything. Tonight for somebody that's going through something. I want to sing it for somebody that don't see your way right now. And maybe to try to encourage somebody whose faith is not as strong as it should be. I don't care what it is you're going through. I came to tell you tonight everything is going to be all right. If you're sick, hold on. If you're in trouble, hold on. As soon as it gets through raining, everything.
Be all right.
for somebody that's sick in the building. Everything.
Get a witness here. Yeah, it's been me. Yeah. My. Good morning. Over out here, old James Cleveland, you know. James Cleveland said everything would be all right over here. Boy, I tell you, he said after, somebody been through some after storms in life, so soon and very soon, with this old trouble in this world, we're going to soon be over with. So we just want to thank God for waking us up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Thank God for what he has done through the night. And some of us got enough sense to know if it had not been for God, I mean, come on. Some of us know we deserve justice. But sometimes to go in his own front pocket, you know, and put out, what if he would have left you in your sin? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What if he would have left you laid there? But he did. He know that he breathed in our nostrils. Yeah. He breathed in our nostrils and made us a living soul. He does this time after time and letting us see a day. I've just been around a little bit, but finding out that he made this day without a reality. He made that reality that you and I don't have to worry about nothing for one thing. You know what? It's him. With nothing we did, the green drinks, the jogging, the lifting weights, and nothing we did. We tell somebody how much we love them. Nothing we did was so good. It was just because of his mercy to allow us to be here. So we just thank him. So we just want to lift him up today. We want to magnify him. I believe what my brother was saying, everything will be all right. There are some people going through. There are some people going through right today. Maybe have to lay one down and maybe be praying with one. But I'm telling you right now, everything will be all right. One of these old days that you're going to see, like some of us know, we might not understand it right now, but we've been around the church long enough to know in the by and by, we'll understand. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank him for all the things he has bestowed on us this day, that we're just going to rejoice in this day that what he had for us. Because I found out that what we're doing right now is called kingdom building. And kingdom building, when we come together, when the Bible says, well, there are two or three touching the ground in my name, that he'll be right there. So today we are still dealing with this shepherd. You know, we're still dealing with this shepherd. And we're going to deal with Matthew this morning. If time permits, we'll add a little something to it. But we're going to deal with Matthew chapter 18 and begin at verse 11. We want to pray for the ones that are really just have going through right now, the sick and the shut in. And we want to pray for the ones are already just that laid their loved one down, about to lay them down. But we find out that earth has no sorrow, that heaven came in. I know I'm right about it because I've been there plenty of time, but I find out everybody grieves different. So we just want to come with you with prayer, and we want to pray for the family that they're going to. And let me find out one thing about this here. When you put your trust in God, when you really, truly put your trust in God, everything you have in your little finite mind, he can mend it. He can do it because he's that kind of God. He already know what we're going through. He already know what we're about to go through. He already know the things we came out of. So let's magnify him today and thank him for his love. Somebody said, it's a little heavy right now. Well, I find that ain't nothing too hard for God. Let me pray about it. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord, lifting you up, Lord, thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit that's with us right now. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to forgive us for any sin we have done, known and unknown. Lord, we just ask you to bless the ones that even travel these highways and byways, Lord, whether it is a workforce or whether it's going to try to be with someone or wherever it is, Lord, guide them safely there, traveling grace, Lord. Lord, and not just there, Lord, even walking in this spiritual walk, Lord, that we call life, Lord. Life, we ask you to help us, Lord, along this way, Lord, in this day, Lord. Help us, Lord. Lead us not into that temptation, Lord, but deliver us from all evil, Father God. So we read in the word, for thou is the kingdom, the power and the glory, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for how you've been in our lives, Lord. So, Lord, we come to you humble right now, Lord, asking you, Lord, to speak this morning, Lord. We ask you, Father God, as we decrease, We ask for you to increase, Lord. We ask, Father God, to help us, Father God, to convey thy word, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, for the ones that are even listening right now, or maybe come in and participate on the lesson, Lord, on the word, Lord. Let it be with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Open up understanding, Lord. The Bible tells us, Lord, that harden not your heart the day you hear my voice. So, Lord, let your voice speak to them, Lord, because you know each one of us by name, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. You know every hair on our head, Lord, and our body, Lord. Speak to us today, Lord. Give us a word of encouragement from the word this morning, Lord. Thank you for the Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for Jehovah Nisi. Thank you for Jehovah Shalom, Lord. Thank you for Jehovah Elohim, Lord. And while we are offering the poor, we talk about your shepherd, Lord, that you are that shepherd, Lord. So, Lord, as we go, help us with it, Lord. Help us in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, amen and amen. As we said again, you know, if it be God's will, you know, we allotted out a few minutes right here. Let us carefully get in the word. Let us go in the word with prayer. And I thank God for everyone that came out. And thank for one just taking it, even though we made this transition and moving the time, Lord, the ones are coming out and want to get a little farther, Lord. I just want to start that day out. With the word of Lord, with the word of yours. So we're going to come to you in Matthew 18, verse 11. And it reads like this. For the Son of Man, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, come to save that which was lost. Help me, Holy Spirit. How thinkest you if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray? Do he not leave the 99 and go into the mountain and seek that which is gone astray? I'm going to get somewhere with y'all. And if so be that he that findeth, verily I say unto you, he rejoiced more that the sheep than the 99 which was not astray. Even so, it is not of the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I often say this here. We're dealing with the shepherd again. But there are some lost souls out there. Amen. Amen. You know, when you go to church, you got everybody go to church pretty much. If they're going, if it ain't their first time, he's looking at them in the category of the 99. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's looking at them, the ones to be in the 99. He said, but it might be one to get a straight right there. Go straight. He said, leave that 99 where it is and go get that one. That's what this ministry is about. Anybody that's teaching, preaching God's word has to go for the one who needs being sometimes encouraged, sometimes need to be told that to get back on board. Let me tell you something. We are living in a day that people are getting lost. In getting lost in everyday activities, like to pull you away from the Lord. But he said, the Son of Man come. That Son of Man is Jesus Christ. He come for you and I. So we access back to the Lord, and some of us rededicate our lives. Some of us learn him from the first time and say, like the old church that would say, let the preached word be able to get to your heart. And be able to change your heart and mind and thinking and start following the will of the Lord. But when you know the Lord and you venture off, we talked about that willfully sin, that you lose the sacrifice of sin, but this person here has strayed away. You know, some of us have strayed away. You know, and let me tell you something. He sent his Son down here to compel us to come back, come to the Lord and stay with him. Now, I know it's going to be some good days. Or I know it's going to be some bad days. There's going to be some things you ain't going to be able to understand sometimes. But I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, the 100 sheep that he's talking about, he's giving us a metaphor. And with this metaphor, he's letting it substitute for you and I. You know, we are sheep. And the Son of Man is the shepherd. And now he's over us. and he's keeping us, and maybe he sees one of us that went astray somewhere, and now he gets the opportunity to go and witness to us, to tell us to come back. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I always love the scripture because it really teaches itself, but I want to expound that even again on that verse 14. He said, even so, it is not the will of the Father in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. That stuck with me because I know in this ministry, we can't give up on people. Help me, Holy Spirit. We can't give up on people. A lot of people will give up in a minute, but God sits there with his arms open up for us. Help me, Holy Spirit. He sits there waiting for you and I to come on back in into the fold. Have you ever been there, brothers and sisters? Have you ever been when you made a mistake and you went back to repent and God allowed you to come back? Now, I'm going to tell you this here now. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you like this here, that the consequences about the things we do. Once we make a mistake or once we bump our head or we mess up, the consequences has a reaction to it. And God, he has the power to punish us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He has that kind of power to punish you and I. So that's why we don't want God to look at us like that. We want God to forgive us, because I know it's going to be a time, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that you and I are going to make some mistakes. But when you're straying out there, listen to counseling. Listen to God, because he might come to you through someone, or he might even give you a little urge to get on board. See, a lot of us, we're so wavy, and God wants us to stay with the ship. And sometimes, even people in the church, if your name ain't been mentioned, you just leave. If you ain't getting enough, someone letting you do something, we just leave. Let me tell you something. Why would you leave where God's always at? Why would you leave, preferably what church you at, preferably what ministry you sitting up, God is speaking to you. Every time you go to church, every time you go somewhere, it's not going to always be a amen. Sometimes you're going to be feeling really wrong by it, because you're going to think somebody told you your story. Somebody told that preacher your story. And you'll sit there, who done told this man my story? And he done unfolded me like this here. I'm going to leave. Now you got that we call a straight. You know, we call the one who left. But I'm going to tell you something this morning, my brothers and sisters. You can come back. Help me, Holy Spirit. You can come and follow the Lord. This is what he comes here to do. That's what he said earlier in our text. He said he come for the lost. He come for you and I. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can you remember when you came back to the Lord? Can you remember when you were straight out there and then you found a way, somebody spoke to you and led you to Christ, and then now you didn't wander back out there? Help me, Holy Spirit, because somebody knows what I'm talking about. Sometimes we just fall, and sometimes we fall so hard, and if you don't watch it, it's just like the more potholes in the street. I don't care how good your car is, you hit a good pothole, it'll tear up the whole front end. Sometimes we get in some situation so bad, and we get stuck off in there, we can't get out of it, we think. But I'm telling you right now, is it anything too hard for God? Give it to the Lord, because you know what? He can handle it. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I look at that scripture, and I observe that scripture, because we're going to have some places that no one can reach us but God. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when you trying to say that, watch this. If you say you of God, you ought to be around somewhere that he can help you. Don't walk away with where you can get some help at. That's why I say, if I'm on here and I'm listening, and I'm listening for God to help me with, help me, Holy Spirit, and I'm listening for him to help me, and there's someone there is speaking to my spirit, trust me, brothers and sisters, God knows your heart. Yeah, I know we tell him that, but he knows our heart, and he might give you a message that you harden your heart to it. Don't be that one to be lost out there. You don't have to be lost today. You can come in just as you are. That's what that shepherd does. He tries to mend you and what you call, fix that broken heart, that broken spirit, that poor spirit, to let you know that God is right here and he's willing and being patient with you. Why not try him? Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch what I do here. watch what I do. I want to transition here because that's a lot of times that we struggle with the help of the Lord. Look what it says over here in Luke over here. If y'all don't mind, ease over here with me a little bit because I want to tell you about a shepherd. Still dealing with the shepherd, my brothers and sisters. I'm still dealing with the shepherd. John chapter 10 and verse 11. John chapter 10. You know, a lot of us, while you may be getting yourself looking at it, a lot of us, and God allowed some transition to happen in our life. A lot of loved ones are ready to transition on. And let me tell you something. I know we say it a lot that we lost somebody. I know we say it a lot. I know I say I catch myself doing that. But let me tell you something. They're not lost. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They're not lost. It's not a loss to you. You know what it is? There's a place that you and I would never, ever miss. All of us had to transition out this body. What happened is that what they are, they now in rest. And when God get prepared to come send his son down, he's going to call all of us up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the ones who are in that book of life will go and stay. Because we learn after death is judgment. But watch this here. In John 10 and 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd give his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling is not a shepherd. Whose own the sheep are not. See that the wolves come and leave the sheep and flee. And look what he said. And the wolves catch them and scatter the sheep. He said, and the hireling flee because he is a hireling and cares not for the sheep. I am a good shepherd. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And know my sheep. And I am known of mine. I want to just pause just a little bit. I'm going to keep reading. But I want you to know. When you see someone and God gave him a task to do, especially as a pastor, a leader of a church, and they leave it. Most now this might not sound right, but a lot of pastors are getting paid. Don't get that twist when you say hiring them. Someone is hired to do something, and when the wolf come up, he leaves the sheep. Even though your pastor is getting paid, and truthfully, I'm going to let you know something. If he's been called by God, he will leave the church for no other reason way but let God call him home. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He will leave because of things come up against it. Unless nowadays, you know, you vote him in, you vote him out kind of thing. But let me tell you something. But you never can vote him out of God. Because you know what? Because if he's been called by God, he's still going to be called. Now, maybe he might not be able to lead that church. But let me tell you something. If he's been called by God, then you can't take his calling from him. You can take his employment from him, but not the calling. Help me, Holy Spirit. But this parable right here is dealing with someone being hired, and then we tell you about one who is a good shepherd. And Jesus was telling him he is that good shepherd. And that's what he said in verse 14. He said, I am the good shepherd. And look what he said, and know my sheep. And I am known of mine. As the Father know me, even so knowing I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Hey. he done transitioned now. Anybody that's doing this ministry right here need to know this here. You're going to have to sacrifice. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to have to do some things you would normally do because you might have to get out there and do some things to be the strength for the body. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible said, many are called, but a few are chosen. There's a lot of people out there in it, but are they chosen by God to be doing what they're doing? Only body can examine that is that person in God, not just us. Can we say because they can't teach or they can't preach or they don't know how to do no ministration work or they don't know how to govern nobody? If God gave you a church or he gave you some leadership over somebody, look at how it's supposed to be. You should be able to lay down your life for them people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You should go all the way in the name of the Lord for who God put under your leadership. That's what Jesus was saying. He's doing this for all of us. He has sacrificed his whole life for us. He wouldn't leave because there's a wolves coming. He wouldn't leave because the Sadducees, the scribes, and the Pharisees coming and trying to belittle him. He stayed with the ship. Help me, Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, now time that you will find in the book that you see Jesus got paid. Help me, Holy Spirit. His reward is not here. His reward is what? Sitting at the right hand of his Father right now, looking down at you and I right now, and searching our heart right now so we can be prepared for that day. Because it's going to be a day that he's going to come back and you and I don't know. Help me, Holy Spirit. So Jesus said he laid his life down for us. That's what he said in the book. Look what he said now. This is why I love the scripture. Let me do it one more time. As the Father know me, even so I, the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the other sheep I have which are not of this fold. He said, them, look what he said, also I must bring, and they shall hear voice. They help me, Holy Spirit. And they shall be one fold and one sheep. Can I get a witness on that? It should be one fold and one sheep. This is how we should be one body over here. Shouldn't have all these different religions, different interpretations. We should find somewhere that we agree in the scripture. Find somewhere that if we disagree, we can try to get prep and not on the front line to get this thing straight. You know what I'm talking about? And then prayer, then we do present God's word, it won't be with no confusion. Help me, Holy Spirit. And it wouldn't be that when people hear it, they know that you know what you're talking about because you had an experience with the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, not mine. Now, he only didn't, we found out that he only didn't die for the Jews only. He died for the Jews, the Greek, the bond, the free. He died for all mankind. He didn't die for just no certain race. You can get some kind of debate on a lot of stuff about what Jesus came to do. And then some of them still wrestling with, did he really came? But I want to tell you, I know he came because I'm a product of the change. I know he came in my life and changed my life. I know I heard his voice. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And hearing his voice, you know what happened when you hear his voice? You know what happened when you hear his voice? See, now, I might be wrong, though. Because I'm probably the wrong person to even talk like this because I did so much wrong, brother. I did so much wrong, sometimes I had to stop and say, Lord, help me. Help me teach this. Lord, help me to convey your word because I want the people to hear you. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want the people to hear you because I don't want them to hear my speech impediment. I don't want them to hear my voice. I want them to hear your voice. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when you hear me say, help me, Holy Spirit, because I know God want to tap into some spiritual things. And if your flesh ain't hearing it, I want God to open up your spiritual eye so you can remove the flesh. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So you can remove the flesh. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So you can remove the flesh and receive his word. So when you start receiving his word, I'm not saying you're going to be perfect, but you're going to start considering your walk. Help me, Holy Spirit. So while you're out there, Jesus, he is the sower. He's the only sower. I don't care what nobody say. I will take this to my grave. He's the only way to God. He said, the Father know me and I know him. What I'm doing is of the Father's business, not my business. And you know what? I'm glad he said it like that. You know why? Because you and I, God wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to be so fruitful that I understand it starts at the house. Help me, Holy Spirit. You can talk till you turn blue in your face. And to that person, no matter if it's in your house or out your house, have a receptible spirit. Brothers and sisters, it's just like you're talking my to them because they're not ready to receive that. That don't mean the word didn't go off right. It just they're not ready to see that. I've been there. I've been there when I hear people try to value, condemn you. You don't know me. You don't know what God did for me. So I tell somebody right now, the lifestyle I was in, when I was in there back in the day, I always fear God. Mother put a fear of God in us early. That didn't change my walk. You know what changed my walk? When I really got an encounter with him for myself. She taught us. We went to church. We knew how to go through the Bible. We knew how to go through the ritual part of it, but I didn't have a relationship with him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When I got that relationship with him, I started understanding his voice. And his voice started, you know how you look at that, say, the glass is half full or half empty? Help me, Holy Spirit. It's some of them real dark right now. And then as you get closer to his word, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. As you get closer to his love, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. As you get closer to his presence, I don't know how close you want to get to him. See, some of us know if you get close enough, he can take you out of this body. Help me, Enoch. Enoch was the one who walked with the Lord. Help me, Enoch. He walked with the Lord so gracefully. The Bible said in King David, he translated. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, some of our loved ones, and that translates means he God pulled them off this earth while he was walking with them. See, some of our loved ones had cancer, had COVID, had heart disease, had sugar. We know it called diabetes. Had all kind of complications, and God, they got close enough to God, and God pulled them out the body. Help me, Holy Spirit. And you know what happened to them? He gave them some rest. You know what I'm talking about? And we sit there and pray and pray and pray and pray, crying, and God gave them the ultimate. And then sometimes if you ain't spiritual sign, Lord, why you take my mother? Lord, why you take my brother? And you sit up and pray to God to deliver them out of that sickness. He did, because some of the sickness on this earth, we can't handle, so he had to take them out here. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me with this. And when I'm saying this here, because I know for my fact, when I see my mother and my father there, my father was in the emergency room, right? And he was in there, man. They had around this bag around him, and then this brother was cold as ice, and we praying our heart out, but he was gone. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My mother took her last breath. I seen her take her last breath. God took her home, because she didn't have to worry about them cutting the leg off, cutting the hands off. She was a diabetes. She had diabetes real bad. They went to diabetes, it started breaking out all the organs. It was time for her to transition. I miss her. I love her. But she ain't in pain no more, because she loved the Lord and she know him. That's why we try to preach and teach hard. Know the Lord before you leave here. Because brothers and sisters, you ain't going to have this opportunity if you don't get it right now. We preach it and teach it and say, know the Lord while you have time and while he lives. Because it's going to come a time, brothers and sisters, I don't care how good you are, you go to church every day. If you don't have a personal relationship with him, brother and sister, you will not reach in heaven, because he got a judgment for all of us if we ain't get aligned with his word. Oh, I'm trying to get out of here, y'all. Oh, I'm trying to get out of here, Lord. And the reason why I say that, because we all are being prepared. Now, how did I go there? Because I got stuck on 16 when he said, the other sheep I have which are not of this flock. And then look, he said, them also I must bring. Help me, Holy Spirit. And they shall hear my voice and shall what? Be one fold and one shepherd. That's us, church. That's us. That's us. That's you and I. All of us, we got dry. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then now he's speaking to you. It's up to you to have receptive spirit. Because, brother and sister, you can be here today and gone today. Help me, Holy Spirit. You can be here today and gone today. This is how this thing is folding right now. We talking about gas price. Man, gas price ain't, man, people at a gas pump making life decisions by making how much gas to put in the car. You know what I'm talking about? It got that rough now. Focusing on things the adversary got our mind off of. Wars over here, rumors of war. These things it's in the Bible. It's going to happen. But let me tell you, he said it's not it yet. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, I'm going to give you a brief little thing here. He said, until it reached north, south, east, and west, then you know, until his son, to everybody know about his son, his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him, said, what? Not perish, but have everlasting life. Help me, Holy Spirit. we are them them. That's we the them. Cause we got to hear his voice. Did you hear his voice? Help me, Holy Spirit. Did you hear his voice? Cause he said, ain't but one shepherd. I don't care what they say. They can go all around the world. It's not but one shepherd, and that's our Lord, our Jesus Christ. Watch, let me get out of here. I got to go. He said, therefore, do my Father, oh, help me, love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. He said, no man take it from me, but I, look what he said, lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it again. He said, watch this here now. He said, this commandment, watch this here, have I received of my Father. Now, watch this now. Now watch this now. He said that right there. And you know, if you've been studying a little bit with the word, there's still people right there wrestling with that. They still don't understand that this brother, our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, could have stopped all of that. He could have, when they took him to the little kangaroo courts and with the combat conviction, he said that if we tear this temple down, he going to raise it back up in 3 days. They got hooked up to the physical temple. They said this temple took us 46 years to build, and he talking about raising up 3 days because they wasn't in the spiritual realm. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said he laid it down. No one taking it. I know what Judas did. I know Judas sold me out. It's part of the fulfillment of the scripture. It wasn't because he did. It wasn't just because he had a mindset. Like, it was part of God's plan. Help me. Oh, it's part of God's plan. And when God's plan comes together and we come on one accord, don't you know one day we might be on this phone one day. We might be on this phone one day, and he called us all home. What are your mindset at right now? What are your mindset at right now? Hey, do you know the Lord and you're seeing? Do you know the Lord and you're seeing? You can get it right, church. You don't have to keep on living any kind of way and think God going to receive that stuff. Sometimes we get in hardship because that's a good thing. Watch this here. Some of you know what I'm talking about when I say it's a good thing. It buffers you. It makes you be a better person. Then you start looking in the spiritual realm. If God be for me, help me, Holy Spirit, I could be more. And I believe that he could be more in anything against me. Have you had one of the moments before? Have you ever had one of the moments before? If God be for you, he be more in the world against you. I love the word. I know it's a living thing. I know everybody don't want to receive the correction sometimes. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know they want to be rebuked because certain person might say this. I know things can get misunderstood when you're in the flesh. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, Jesus is the true shepherd. When he came down on his own because the Lord sent him down here. God sent him down here. He didn't have to force himself on nobody. He was getting us prepared for him to come back again. Now, we should be prepared. Some of us know too much. Some of us know entirely too much. We some of us know our ABCs. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Some of us know how to sing. Some of us know how to pray. Some of us know how to quote scripture. Some of us know how to preach. Some of us know how to teach. Do not neglect your, because when you do that, you neglecting God. Help me, Holy Spirit. If God puts something in your heart and it came from God, trust me, that's going to be some what? Somebody going to come against you sometime? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There's going to be some people with you sometime. But let me tell you something. You're not here for applause. You're not doing this ministry for amen. Because if you are, you're going to be very disappointed one day. Because everybody ain't going to agree with everything you're saying. Help me, Holy Spirit. But I'll tell you one thing. Stand and watch the salvation of the Lord. I thank God for this word. I thank him for him being our shepherd. I thank him for there have been some lost people and went astray. That God put them like, somebody asked me a question one day. Man, why you keep on dealing with them guys? Why would you do this? Man, they ain't listening. They ain't doing. Why you do this here? I said this here from my heart. Because God, I really believe God. I'm going to say something, and I want you to pray with me when I say this. I really believe God called me because he put it in my heart, never give up on people. Never, ever give up on people. And if it be God's will, I'm going to let you know a little bit about tomorrow. I want you to know from the bottom of my heart that we should never give up on nobody. That's why he said, leave that 99 and go get that righteous. You remember what we just read a while ago? The first one we just read? the 99. Them people righteous. And go to that one. And that's what we are in this ministry. We are here to help one another. Even the ones you think they got it all, if they drift away. I know we don't hear a lot of people voices like we normally used to hear. But it ain't because the ministry changed. It just because some circumstance on some people's lives. Maybe because we moved the time, you know what I'm talking about? But wherever it is, it won't be because we ain't making it accessible for people to come on to hear us speak. So we thank God for the message. I don't believe nobody lost when you ain't God. Only time you lost when you out of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. So if our loved ones leave, they not lost. They are. They in good shape. We the one in bad shape because we still here. So watch this here. If anything was said, if anything was misunderstood, try my best to go back over again. I want to leave you with a love and tell you this here. I know God loves us. I know he loved every one of us, everybody on here. Because you know why? He didn't check you for no your DNA to see who you really are. He died for all mankind. Come to Jesus if you don't know him. If you don't know Jesus, come to Jesus. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Believe that he died and his Father raised him out the grave. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He confessed it out your mouth and believing in thy heart. Then the Bible says, then you'll be saved. So I believe in the Bible. And I do believe the Bible says, when we're dealing with this scripture, we have to trust it. Yeah, we might not understand everything. Might can't pronounce everything. But we can do one thing, have faith. Have faith in the Lord and lead not to thy own understanding. And do one thing about it, walk with him. Yeah, it's going to be some ups. It's going to be some downs. Walk with him. He said he laid his life down. He said he could have took it up, but he just laid it there for you and I. So what are you doing when God laid down for you? Are you straying away? Are you taking on the life pleasure? If you are, come repent. Give your heart to God. Tell God you're sorry. Start walking with the Lord, trusting him more, and lean not to thy own understanding. So this is all I have. If there's anybody that needs a prayer, if there's anybody that needs maybe want to express something what they heard, or if anybody, you know, feel like, you know, it was something wasn't said, and they might want to make a little insight on something we read, the door is already open. Brother D, you open. The door is already open. And if you want to come on in, you know.
Man. I'm pressed some time. Got to know. I just let you know that you're not preaching to the dead. Truly preaching to the living.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says that the dead bury the dead. We should be a living soul.
Yes, sir.
Workman
yes,
for
sir.
The Lord.
Yes, sir.
Doing what you're doing, my brother. Right? We'll be instructed. He said, whatever is right, he said, I'll pray. Yeah, payday coming.
Yes, sir.
I don't think payday is cash, but payday is coming.
Yes, sir.
Payday is coming after a while.
Yes, sir.
I've enjoyed
yes,
the word
sir.
Again. Because he truly could have. Not only did he not have to, he could have picked it up. He didn't have to come to lay it down. Aren't you
so
glad
good.
That he came and laid his life down for man? And I've listened to you, my brother, and I thought about something as you were preaching the word. If he had not laid his life down, there was no need to come.
Oh. Come on now.
Came with the intent to die that you
yes,
and I might
did.
Live. And yet we
you're
don't
sure
want
right
to live. Though. Oh, I choose to live. So glad. That
wow.
Mother, that, you know, a lot of us say mom, but I can say mom and dad. That showed
yeah,
me the way
yeah.
a long, long time ago.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
I choose to live. So glad that I chose to live. Man willing to lay down his life for you, you should at least be willing to give him a chance. And remember words my brother, Brother Tim, says the best decision you ever made. If you
yeah.
try Jesus, try.
Sure
pardon of your sin. So, Brother D, I'm not going to hold you long. I know you got to go, bro. We truly appreciate you. For taking the time that you take to give the word, truly appreciate it. When it's for changing the time of the service, just to be able to serve serve. But what did Jesus say?
God bless him.
He didn't come to be served, but he came to serve.
To serve, that's it,
dog. Change the time of the service just to give the word, and we truly thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the morning. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, bro.
God bless you, my brother.
You, brother.
Where's the brother Eric? You know we love you.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
Amen. Rub here if he is. I don't know if your ears on, but if you got your ears on, brother, we're praying for you as well. Truly keep him here in our prayers.
Yes, God bless you.
Amen.
Well, you know, brother, we're here at that time, you know, and we thank. I'm always appreciative, man. That if anybody, see, sometimes I just went on today, didn't know who was here because I don't, you know, I don't know if you can hear me or not. I'm just gonna go forward, you know. But I know one thing. I feel pretty good about it because how God blessed my heart, man. You know, how He blessed my heart. Some of the things he was saying, you know, he revealed some things, you know, and I always go back to the experience of the Lord, having an experience with the Lord. I always go back to it because you and I know, Brother D, I know it and you know it, that everybody has to have their own relationship with the Lord. They got to have a personal relationship.
Amen. You got to have a personal relationship with
them. They need to know him for themselves. You know what I'm talking about? It's good to say Eric said. It's good to say Brother D.
That's right.
But you need to say, man, I want them ready what they say.
Lord.
Now I see what they say.
Now I know. Got to have it.
If I could do this one more time, Brother D, no man take it from me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
let me do back.
I lay it down.
Let me back it up with it. Therefore, he said, therefore do as my Father love me because I lay down my life that I might take it again.
Pick it up again.
He said, take it from me, but I lay it down for myself.
Lay it down.
That's what he said.
Yes, he did.
He said, I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up.
Amen.
And he said, Brother B, he said, this commandment, he said, this is the commandment. Have I received of my Father?
Of my Father.
Yes, well, that's
I'm so glad that he laid it down. I'm so glad that he laid it down just like he said. I'm so glad. He had not laid it down. Somebody said, where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? A lot of us look at it in a carnal mind. But he's simply telling you, where would I be if he had not laid down his life for me?
He did lay down his life.
Where would I be? Then he had to pick it up. And he had to pick it up on the third day just in the name of Jesus. I can't get started this morning. But he had to pick it up, brother, just like he said he would. It had to be by divine order in the name of Jesus. But yet you won't serve God. And then part of your sin, you should tell God thank you every day of your life. Really, I say all the time, there should be something said in the Word that should just grab hold to you. There's no way the Word of God can go forth. And you truly said you love the Lord, but yet nothing attacks you, nothing excites you about the Word. Something said that should just be exciting to you. One verse, one sentence, one prayer. Something should grab hold of you.
That's it.
That's why I said thank you, brother. Okay, my brother,
God bless
thank you,
bro.
Because I know you did. Yeah. Name of
God bless you, bro.
I know you preach enough on Sunday. I know you get enough work at
God
church.
Bless you. Yes, sir.
But they don't understand. He said, I'm on this rock, I build my church. I don't have to be. Mind you. He said, fret not to assemble yourself, ye one with another.
Yeah.
We agree upon that.
Yeah.
But don't you realize you have a symbol right now? We are assembled together right now. Which means we in church right now.
Right now.
On this rock,
right now.
I build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. But we choose to allow Satan to prevail against us. Well, we don't have to. We don't have to. Thank God for Jesus. Oh, he laid it down. And he did it willfully. And he picked it up just like he said. I'm so glad. He said, it took us 40 years to build a temple. But you're going to do it in 3 days. You're going to build it back up. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Well, brother, we're gonna ease on. I got to ease out here, right?
I know you got to get out here, my brother. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if he hit it by accident. I'm gonna see what he want. Hello, Joe.
Yes, sir. How y'all brothers doing this morning?
God bless you. God bless you.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm so thankful for you brothers for every morning, because my breakfast started at 9:30. You know, and I know the dedication and the sacrifice that you go through to make this happen every morning. I just love all you brothers, and I'm praying with you brothers, and you brothers pray for me. I'm out.
God bless you, bro.
Amen, amen, amen.
That's a little joke, man. All right.
We know, bro, man, if you hang around long enough, bro Tim said you may drive. Hang around.
Yeah.
We know you got to go. We got to let you get out of here. Amen.
Yeah. We're gonna transition, right? If it be God's will, you know, we always truly believe. If it's God's will, we'll be back on tomorrow. And we're still dealing with that shepherd, too, y'all. We learned about a few things today. He left 99. He started off with 100, and one was astray. He got that one. Then
we got that
talking
one.
About the good shepherd. He was high. He got then he got one. Say he laid his life down for the church. That's what he paid for. He paid in full. You know how he got paid in full? He said, because my father loved me.
Love me.
Leave me alone, man.
Yes, sir. Let me mute this. I ain't bought the song. You want me to read the nugget?
Test.
I ain't looking for something going on.
Okay.
Is it still echoing, Brayer?
No,
okay.
You're
good. I had to take it. I got to get back to it, but we out here in the country, and her phone wasn't sending it, but I'm on her phone trying to read it. It said not delivered. Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you, I can't get a phone and come back up. I just want y'all to just pray for us. We're about to head to the cemetery.
Okay. We got you, bro.
She's inside getting dressed.
But, okay, we got you.
Just pray for her. Thank you.
We got you, bro. Brother, we're gonna stand and touch and agree with this, brother. I'll pray. We're gonna touch and agree with this, brother, sister. I hope everybody on here believe in what we got to do. We got to transition to our family members. You know, I'm talking about. You know, and that's brother Nutter, his family, you know, and sister, the great uncle, you know, they're laying the remains down, you know. But I want to say this here, man, you know, I know they know the Lord, so we're praying for that whole entire family, you know, that God give them strength, you know, and send the people. We thank even Reverend the same way we prayed for him yesterday. They laid his nephew down, you know. We're gonna pray for that strength for that whole entire family. You know, it's tough when the parents got to lay their children down. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, it is.
It's tough when you see that. You know, but I think all of it's tough, but it's just extra tough when the parents got to lay their children down. You know, so we're gonna lift that up and
we're gonna go in prayer unless you got anything else. Doc, you got anything else? Brother D?
No, I'm good. I've been waiting till the morning. Ready to file again in the morning. Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit, Lord. We thank you for your love, for what you have for the church, Lord. Lord, we come right now, Father God, with our hearts open, Lord, for Brother Nutter and his entire family, Lord, and Martha, you know, and everybody that they're going to lay the rest of one of their loved ones, Lord. Uncle Sam, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to give strength to that whole entire family, Lord. Lord, we know, Father God, that you gave them a long jeopardy of life, Lord, but sometimes it just hurt when you see one of your loved ones just laying there. So, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to be your will, Lord, that to move in every one of them's heart, Lord, just to receive you first, Lord. Let them hear you, Lord, and make a conscious decision of serving you, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to give strength to whoever has to speak, Lord, the words of encouragement, who had to maybe give a smile, Lord, maybe give a hug, Lord. Let it be with peace there to help someone maybe along the way, Lord. Lord, we pray for the even Reverend Henry family, Lord, the transition they had to do. Lord, we just ask you to bless that whole entire family, Lord, especially that father and parent and mother watching their son and they laid them down, Lord. We pray for the people Brother D was talking about, the Moors, and the other one lost their father, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, if anything we've missed, we just ask you to strengthen the whole world, Lord, and whoever going through right now, Lord, what they be called transition of death, Lord. Lord, only you know how this life is going to end, because you know how the beginning was. So we ask you to cover us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Cover us with your love, Lord. That we always have you first in our life, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, before we leave off of this radio, Lord, we ask you, Father God, that to bless everyone that came out and one he even had to consider thinking wanted to come out and couldn't make it, Lord, but they had it on their mind, Lord. Bless them as well, Lord. Bless this ministry and everyone that's a part of it, Lord, whether it's a spiritual thing, Lord, whether it's a physical thing, Lord, just bless in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love everything you have done and already have done in our life. So we ask you, if we leave in the prayer, if it be your will, Lord, for tomorrow, Lord. We ask you, Father God, bless, Lord. Bless us, Lord. If not, Lord, give us a place in your kingdom, Lord, that we can come to heaven, Lord, and be in your presence, Lord. Lord, we ask all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
No! One day, they said, girlfriend, how in the world can a brown cow eating green grass gonna turn around and give up some white milk? I said, well, I don't know about that one, but one thing that I do know that God's chemical laboratory of redemption took my black soul stained with sin. And plump and red, the blood of Jesus